You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. In among the eating and the shopping, it's easy to forget the holidays are also a time for real giving, for trying to do a little good in the world. Here's a story about that. Medford in Southern Oregon has such a problem with crystal meth production and abuse that people actually call it Methford. It is devastating, and one of the problems that comes along with drug addiction is child abuse and neglect. To combat that, the local family nurturing center started a program called the Farm and Food Program. It brings together families that are vulnerable to addiction, neglect, and a lack of food, and it gets them dirty in the field. Melanie Subchenko visited the farm and sent this report.
Mary Strock turns the crank of a corn sheller. The blue kernels from the cob fall into a wooden box. Later, they'll be milled and baked into cornbread. This is one of the central activities at the Farm and Food Program, because families can participate in the full cycle of the heirloom corn, from harvesting to eating. Here's Strock.
I'm learning a bunch about organic gardening, and I love just being outside in the sunshine and doing hard, manual work. It feels good on my body and my soul, my spirit.
As a mother of three, Strock struggled with heroin addiction. Last year, she was enrolled in a residential treatment program called OnTrack in Medford. For 5 years now, dads and moms, like Mary Strock, have been coming to the Farm and Food Program at Hanley Farm. On a weekly basis, they volunteer in the gardens, learn about nutritious food, and gain parenting skills. Strock is now employed as a peer mentor to support the other mothers in the program.
That's a huge part of recovery, is learning how to give back and get out of the self-centeredness. And it feels really good when you start to find ways to do that.
Doug Loftall, who works at the Family Nurturing Center, created the Farm and Food Program to give people with addiction access to activities and resources that weren't available to them.
We tried to frame this program so that it's not about treating people with a diagnosis, but we're thinking of those diagnoses really as symptoms of things that are lacking in our community.
One of the things that can be lacking is food. According to a 2014 report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Oregon is among the nation's hungriest states. Here's Kristen Gallibrun, who co-manages the program with Loftall.
So a primary goal is to increase families' access to enough food that provides adequate nutrition.
That's crucial for child development, said Philip Yates of Access, a nonprofit that provides food and housing to low-income families.
So I think the programs that the Family Nurturing Center are offering really help to address those issues early on and give the families a sense of stability and knowledge of what kind of things are important for them to eat that will make them healthy and their kids as well.
And a healthy diet improves emotional well-being, which, Gallibrun says,
affects our relationships with ourselves, with our kids, with our families, with our communities, and with the environment.
Rocky Wales has been a heroin addict for years. He was enrolled in OnTrack's Dad's program this summer, which meets once a week on the farm for 3 hours of volunteer work. His wife was in the Mom's program. During weekly family groups on the farm, parents get to reunite with their kids, cook meals from the food they harvest, and support each other's families.
It's just an atmosphere where everybody wants to get clean. They want to live a better life. They want to be there for their children and just break that cycle, basically.
In the fields,
and we've got corn going here.
Doug Loftall shows us the vegetable beds.
Squash.
The idea is to maintain a simple no-till grow space, something families can make at home. For Rocky Wales, the farm creates a community.
Just keeps you away from the scene and the chaos of everyday life where people go back and relapse. And if you ever get to that point, you got to stay connected.
Wales and his wife are now in outpatient treatment. They live together in a house with their two kids. In Central Point, Oregon, I'm Melanie Savchenko for Marketplace.